Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know what's truly remarkable, Lee?
What would that be, Tara?
And for those of you on World War III watch with Iran, you realize we haven't lost, Israel, I should say. Israel has not lost a single plane.
Yeah, that's what I have heard, although there have been some very poorly done things on social media to make it appear that they have done so. But yeah, I have not heard any losses yet.
Nope.
By the Israeli Air Force yet.
They lost a drone this morning. They've had their first drone taken down by Iran, but they have not lost a single plane. So it looks like they have the upper hand for now.
Well, this also says a lot about their ability to defend themselves, what they have left, and its efficacy to begin with. And it's interesting to note that their air defense system is Russian.
Yeah. It's holding up shockingly not well.
No.
Not
no.
Well at all. Anyway, I just don't think people appreciate how insane it is that the Israeli Air Force hasn't lost a single plane in this operation. So we have that going on. And Trump overnight, a lot of people don't know what he's saying. There's a lot of confusion about it. And honestly, I really enjoyed the heck out of this. I mean, the what a turning of tables for the Ayatollah who put a death threat, a fatwa on Donald Trump on Twitter, was allowed to do that under the Democrats. No retaliation, allowed to send three assassins to kill Trump. Again, no retaliation. We have them all in custody. Not even so much as reimposing Trump's sanctions on Iran, sending the message, it's okay to kill Donald Trump. In fact, it'd save us the trouble of putting him in prison for 700 years on fake charges. Iran got that loud and clear, and Iran got way out of control under the Democrats, to the point where they thought it was okay to hunt them on our own territory in America. And that is a terrifying situation. So tables turned last night in a big way. The irony of this, Lee, as Trump is posting to True Social, telling the world and the Ayatollah, look, honey, we know where you are. We can get you anytime we want. You can't leave. We got satellites. We got you pinned down. So here are your options, basically. Complete surrender or the status of you being, you know, alive, dead, could change at any moment. That's what Trump was saying. And what a turnaround. I just want people to appreciate what a turnaround that is and how we would not be here if the Democrats were still in charge. In fact, we'd be in a place where Iran felt emboldened to try to assassinate every future U.S. presidential candidate, seeing as there are zero consequences for it from the Democrats. And that's because, as I've argued, the Democrat Party and Iran were merging. Democrat Party built Iran into what it is today. That is why we have to take it out. Created this incredibly dangerous situation with $300 billion. Okay, so Trump last night, what he's saying to the Ayatollah, Lee, is he's saying, listen, we know where you are. We're going to let you live for now. But we need complete surrender. Why? What he's asking for is, listen, let us fly in and finish off your nuke program peacefully. We'll fly in. You agree to it. We'll let you live. And we really want to let you live. We don't want to have to kill you like you tried to do to me three times. Mm-hmm. So we don't have to, because we're good people. We're reasonable people. We're not savages. We're not looking for a war with Iran. We're not trying to start World War III, but we would like you to capitulate, sir. We already know where you are. So what is the point of that? It's Trump saying, or we could kill you without saying so many words and then destroy your nukes. So Trump is giving him every opportunity here to do this peacefully without bloodshed.
Yeah.
We'll see what he chooses.
Well, and the Ayatollah is losing staff members on a daily basis. And
yeah, they're and not lasting.
They're not like, resigning. They're being taken out either by assassins or by drones or by bombings, but they are being taken out. I mean, a couple of the staff members only spent 3 or 4 days in office before they too were killed, as their predecessors were.
Yeah. Meanwhile, we're getting to the choice. So far, what we have helped Israel with has been defensive, mm-hmm. and we're headed to potentially an offensive position. New York Post reporting, i.e., it is believed that the 15-ton megabomb needed to destroy Iran's last true nuclear facility is only in the possession of America. Israel yeah. doesn't have one. It is believed it's a 15-ton bunker buster.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to go 300 feet inside a mountain. And Fox News reporting this morning, it will probably take up to 4 of these. The first one isn't going to get the job done. The first one is kind of needed to blast down in order to provide the space for the second one to go further and then finally get to the bottom of this and blow it away.
Yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Because it's underneath a mountain, and then that underneath there is surrounded by steel-reinforced concrete.
Yes. So. And it's called Fordo, and that is the place they are saying that's 2 to 3 days away from being able to, have basically the nuclear enrichment level. But here they got it. Two problems, Israel does, we're told, okay? The heavyweight explosive is called the GBU 57AB Massive Ordnance Penetrator.
Yep.
It was designed by Boeing for the U.S. Air Force. We are the only ones that have them because we have declined, allegedly, to sell them to anybody. And the huge weight of it means that it can only be delivered by the B-2 Spirit stealth bomber.
Yeah, it's got to be a strategic bomber. It can't be taken by the fighters that Israel is using, the F-35s and F-16s and possibly F-15s that they still have flying.
So Israel's Air Force, as you said, doesn't have that. So that means we're going to have to do this. One thing I want to remind folks of this morning to understand how disgusting what Joe Biden did in Afghanistan truly was, and I've been on this for a long time, after his family took payment, over $50 million from the Chinese, take it up with the FBI, they know it's on the laptop. One of the things that Joe Biden did was abandon Bagram. And that was covered at the time for the horror of the 5,000 terrorists that were in prison there, just released. But we abandoned Bagram overnight to ensure that the Taliban would take control of it. The French had asked us, the British had asked us, hey, if you're leaving Afghanistan, let us have Bagram. It is the single most valuable base on Earth because of its proximity to Iran and basically anywhere we'd want to fight, China, all of it. And so if we had Bagram today, if Joe Biden hadn't left in the middle of the night, if Joe Biden had just turned it over to the Brits as they asked, we could borrow it. Bagram is 300 miles from the border. It's in Afghanistan, of Iran. And we controlled it until Joe Biden gave it away to ensure, again, it would fall to the Taliban. Why? We now know. We didn't know at the time because the Taliban had cut a deal with the Chinese to give them the rare earth minerals in Afghanistan in return for billions of dollars. So Joe had to make sure that Afghanistan fell to the Taliban and not to our allies, as he had promised. So here's what we're left with. Instead, we got to take off from Diego Garcia. That is 2,361 miles away. Bagram was $300 miles from the border, 818 miles from where we need to drop this thing. And that is why we're going to have to go through, and we can do it, but the extensive refueling logistics in the air, because Joe Biden utterly betrayed this country in selling out to the Chinese. As we're learning this morning, I guess in exchange for tens of thousands of fake licenses and ballots that China provided for the maybe 2020 election, the FBI covered it up and destroyed all the evidence of it. So
the plot thickens.
Yeah, I guess Joe owed the Chinese, and what they wanted was Bagram. They got it via the Taliban. So we can't use the base that we spent, by the way, billions of dollars in Afghanistan and millions of dollars fortifying. So when you see the Taliban do those military parades mocking us with our own equipment that Joe Biden also left, yeah, that's Bagram. We could have been taken off from there. So that, Lee, would have meant significantly less risk for us and a much less complicated situation with Iran.
At the very least, a smaller carbon footprint, so to speak.
Yeah. I mean, we can do it. Again, we can refuel in the air. We've done it. We can. But, I mean, it's ridiculous that we don't control Bagram.
There's no place on Earth that our Air Force can't reach. Now, obviously, right over China and Russia, there would be some opposition. But there's no place on Earth that our Air Force can't reach, period. End of story.
Yeah.
We've got the refueling capability. We've got the long-range strategic bombers. That's not an issue. But, yes, Bagram would have made it a little easier.
Yeah, I just resent the heck out of that.
As you should, as every American should.
And I'll never forget the sickening feeling, I mean, of just total rage. I'm sitting there reading the Wall Street Journal a few months after what was made to look like an oopsie-doopsie collapse of Afghanistan, but was actually a detonation by the Biden administration to help China get control of the lithium mines in Afghanistan. And reading the bombshell in the Wall Street Journal that in the months before that, China had cut a deal with the Taliban, billions of dollars to prop up the Taliban in exchange for China coming in, being able to mine the mines, and then China was going to help them maintain their military so they could go ahead and, you know, continue brutalizing the people of Afghanistan at their leisure. And that they had cut that deal within a few months, Joe Biden pulls out in the middle of the night. And that's why, I never forget it, that's why we left in the middle of the night without informing our allies, putting their lives at risk to ensure it would fall to the Taliban. We could have destroyed our equipment so they at least wouldn't have that, but we didn't. Why? We wanted the takeover. Joe Biden should be tried for treason. I don't care if he sits there and drools the whole time. And Hunter with him. Jill, too.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.